that you make my love. Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到英文口语马拉松。我是 Jeffrey， 每天为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。Today is already day 11. 今天是我们口语马拉松的第11天了。Let's take a look. What do we have? 来看一下今天要分享的内容都有什么呢？ Number 1. Keep somebody posted. Keep, K-E-E-P. Posted, P-O-S-T-E-D. Keep somebody posted. Number 2. At a short notice. At, A-T. Short.S-H-O-R-T Notice N-O-T-I-C-E At a short notice Number 3 Be tied up B-B-E Tied T-I-E-D Up U-P Be tied up Alright, next part is practical sentence 那接下来是我们的实用口语了我们来看一下应该怎么运用它们呢第一个 Keep somebody posted中文意思是随时告知的意思。比如说你手头开展了一个项目，那希望你的同事或朋友能随时跟你跟进这个项目的信息，就可以说 Please keep me posted. Please keep me posted. OK? Let's take a look at another example. 再来看另外一个例子。比如说 I will keep you posted as project starts.I'll keep you posted as project starts. 项目一旦开始，我就会及时跟你跟进的。记住了 ，keep somebody posted 指的是随时告知。Number two, at a short notice. At a short notice 指的是立刻、即刻的意思。For example, you're throwing a party tonight. 比如说今晚你就要举办一场派对，那这时候邀请你在远方的朋友过来。Maybe they will say, sorry, I'm afraid we can't come at such short notice. 很抱歉，这么短的时间内我应该赶不过来。所以 at short notice 就是立刻、即刻的意思。这么短的通知内 ,OK? Number three, be tied up. Be tied up. Tie, T-I-E, 这个动词本身表示的是捆绑的意思。那在这儿呢肯定不是说把你捆起来但是大家可以想想 Be tied up For example You ask me 你说邀请 Jeffrey 说我们一起去春游吧可能我就会说、I really would like to go with you guys But I'm sorry I'm tied up 我特别的想跟大家去春游但是我被是被绑起来了吗 No 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 指的是 Tied up 其实指的是非常的忙 OK就像被双手被捆住了一样哪儿都去不了 So remember Be tied up 指的是忙于做某事非常的繁忙 Let's take a look at an example 我们来看一个例子 I'm afraid she can't call you She's all tied up I'm afraid she can't call you She is all tied up 恐怕她没法给你打电话因为她太忙了你现在正在收听的是由 DJ Jeffrey 叶童桥为你带来的英文口语马拉松 English Marathon 那今天我们分享了三个短语 Let's review 我们来复习一下 Number 1 Keep somebody posted 表示跟进及时告知随时跟进 Keep somebody posted Number 2 At a short notice 表示立刻即刻很短时间内 At a short notice Number 3 Be tied up 表示忙于非常忙好了今天三个短语大家会了吗大家可以下载喜马拉雅 APP 点击图片获得我们图片版的课件当然也可以点击详情获得文字版的课件 Anyway, thank you for listening That's all for today And see you tomorrow Bye bye